You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Job chapter 39. And we'll be reading from the New English Translation. Are you acquainted with the way the mountain goat gives birth? Do you watch as the wild deer give birth to their young? Do you count the months they must fulfill? And do you know the time they give birth? They crouch, they bear their young, they bring forth the offspring they have carried. Their young grow strong and grow up in the open. They go off and do not return to them. Who let the wild donkey go free? Who released the bonds of the donkey, to whom I appointed the steppe for its home, the salt wastes as its dwelling place? It scorns the tumult in the town. It does not hear the shouts of a driver. It ranges the hills as its pasture and searches after every green plant. Is the wild ox willing to be your servant? Will it spend the night at your feeding trough? Can you bind the wild ox to a furrow with its rope? Will it till the valleys following after you? Will you rely on it because its strength is great? Will you commit your labor to it? Can you count on it to bring in your grain and gather the grain to your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich flap with joy, but are they the pinions and plumage of a stork? For she leaves her eggs on the ground and lets them be warmed on the soil. She forgets that a foot might crush them, or that a wild animal might trample them. She is harsh with her young, as if they were not hers. She is unconcerned about the uselessness of her labor. For God deprived her of wisdom, and did not impart understanding to her. But as soon as she springs up, she laughs at the horse and its rider. Do you give the horse its strength? Do you clothe its neck with a mane? Do you make it leap like a locust? Its proud neighing is terrifying. It paws the ground in the valley, exulting mightily. It goes out to meet the weapons. It laughs at fear and is not dismayed. It does not shy away from the sword. On it the quiver rattles, the lance and javelin flash. In excitement and impatience it consumes the ground. It cannot stand still when the trumpet is blown. At the sound of the trumpet, it says, "Aha!" And from a distance, it catches the scent of battle, the thunderous shouting of commanders, and the battle cries. Is it by your understanding that the hawk soars and spreads its wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle soars and builds its nest on high? It lives on a rock and spends the night there, on a rocky crag and a fortress. From there it spots its prey, its eyes gaze intently from a distance, and its young ones devour the blood, and where the dead carcasses are, there it is. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And Lord, again, we see from this portion of Scripture the demonstration of your wisdom and the contrast to Job esteeming his own wisdom and understanding. Lord, we know that all wisdom is ultimately found in you. You are the source of truth, and this Scripture reminds us to be humble before you and to trust your judgment. Lord, we know that that's something that you teach us to value. As we come to faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, you help us to recognize that our wisdom and our strength is not sufficient for what we need. We need what comes from you through faith in your Son. So we're grateful, Lord, that you provide that. We're grateful, Lord, that you're present with us today. And we commit this day to your care and thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.